Sports game are the sole and exclusive property of the Whippio and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Any broadcast of this game is intended exclusively for the benefit of the listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this broadcast without the express written consent from the Whippio and Trib Total Media is strictly prohibited. 36-32, the Butler Golden Tornado in front of Upper St. Clair. Elsewhere in 6A, the winner of this matchup will take on the winner of Pine Richland and Peters Township. That game scheduled for a 3 o'clock start at North Hills. That coming after a Peters Township 74-56 win over Penn Trafford. On the other side of the bracket, Latrobe, Cannon McMillan matching up. Cannon met the Big Macs with an overtime win over North Allegheny on Tuesday. 61-59 was the final score there. Those two teams are matching up at 3 o'clock at Norwin High School. And then Mount Lebanon, the 3 seed, will take on Fox Chapel after the Foxes took down Seneca Valley 58-45. But we got a good one cooking here. 36-32, Golden Tornado leading Upper St. Clair. Make sure you come back for the second half action, as we are at Cannon McMillan High School for Whippio 6A quarterfinal action, and you're here listening to it right here on WVUT in the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
We're online all the time now. We're checking our email, social media, and the latest news. So that's why Keelan Dental wanted to make sure you can schedule your next appointment online too. All you have to do is visit KeelanDental.com, click on Schedule My Appointment, and you're on your way. It's that easy. And while you're there, you can meet Dr. Keelan's team and explore their new state-of-the-art facility on Newcastle Road. Keelan Dental is a proud member of the Butler community and supporter of the Golden Tornado and local youth sports. Learn more and schedule online at KeelanDental.com.
Seton Hill University now offers a four-year Bachelor of Science degree in nursing. Classes begin in fall 2019. As a student in Seton Hill's Wukich School of Nursing, you will enjoy the best in academic, clinical, and research facilities. Faculty with extensive nursing experience will prepare you to become a valuable part of any healthcare team. At Seton Hill, you will learn from people who care about you while you prepare to transform the quality of healthcare for others. Learn more at setonhill.edu/nursing.
Quality Roofing and Quality Siding, that's JP Roofing and Metal Buildings. With a 10-year manufacturer's labor warranty, they do residential and commercial buildings. Financing is available with no interest or no payments for 18 months. Serving East Pittsburgh, the South Hills of Pittsburgh, and Westmoreland County, JP Roofing and Metal Buildings is open 24 hours, or visit them online at jproofingandmetalbuildings.com. JP Roofing is quality long remembered, always at a fair price, and with 35 years of experience. JP Roofing and Metal Buildings is quality roofing done right the first time.
The Butler Transit Authority congratulates the Butler High School boys basketball team and coaches on their great season. Your team accomplishments of working towards a mutual goal will help prepare you for life's challenges. Each team member's individual commitment to the group effort is truly what makes a team work. Working towards the common vision and focus of winning each game on the way to a championship. The Butler Transit Authority salutes the Butler High School team for their efforts and wishes them well on their quest for a championship.
Just about ready for second half action to get underway. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT Trib Live High School Sports Network. Golden Tornado leading 36-32. Upper St. Clair will begin the third quarter with the ball moving left to right on your radio dial, and we are underway. It is Luke Gensler with it, starting the third quarter again, dealing with an ankle injury. He swings it over to Luke Giesler, who comes out and buries a three. The Panthers picking up right where they left off. They now trail by one. It's 36-35. Kearney bounces a pass to Martin. Floater from the elbow. That is no good. Rebound pulled down by the Panthers. Luke Giesler bringing it up the floor. Crosses the timeline. Now will look to drive. Kicks out wide. It is Gensler with it. Luke Gensler, that is. He will trigger up top to Luke Giesler, and the Panthers will get into their offense. Swung right back to Gensler. Three ball up. No good. Kearney pulls down the board. Kearney pushing it up the floor. Top of the key. Drive. Scoop play up, and he missed it. Rebound Upper St. Clair. Charging hard is Pantelis. He drives. We've got a shot waved off, and they say the foul happened on the floor. Let's see who they get it against. And they will get it against Isaiah Scribner, who will now pick up his third foul. And it will be the first of the half for the Golden Tornado, which may mean an early exit, and indeed it will. Mason Montag coming in for Isaiah Scribner. 7:10 to go in the third. Butler leading by one. It's 36-35. Panthers to inbound. It is Luke Gensler. He feeds it to Sandusky. Sandusky working to the paint. Kicks out wide to Giesler. Giesler now will drive. Corner to Gensler. Gensler dishes it right back to Giesler on the elbow. Picked up by Montag. Butler in the 2-3 defense. Tanner Gensler with it, working his way to the elbow. Drives, kicks out wide to Luke Gensler. Now facing pressure on the elbow. Skips it up top to Giesler. Open three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Martin. He gets tied up with Giesler. And actually, we're going to get a foul. Thought perhaps we would get a jump ball, so the Golden Tornado catch perhaps a little bit of a break. And it will be the second foul against Luke Giesler, the first of the half for Upper St. Clair. Patton lobs it into Morton. They go right back to Patton. Butler with a numbers advantage. Clemento double-teamed in the corner, has to circle around it, and we've got a blocking foul against Upper St. Clair. This one will be against Tanner Gensler. Only his first, though. Second against the Panthers. 36-35 the score in the third. Golden Tornado in front. 6:40 to go. A pair of early fouls against the Panthers. Golden Tornado inbound to Morton. Again guarded tightly by Chris Pantelis. Top of the key to Patton, who hands it off to Carney. Flips it over to Clement, corner to Montag. Skip pass goes up top to Patton. Patton looks to drive, spin move at the elbow. Nothing there, so he dishes it right back out to Clement, who hands it off to Morton. Morton looking to drive. Crossover move, working his way to the elbow. Underneath pass goes to Mason Montag. Cannot finish. Putback doesn't go. Another putback doesn't go. Rebound. We get a tie-up, and the arrow favoring the Golden Tornado. The Upper St. Clair faithful not happy about that after a jump ball on the other end of the floor resulted in a foul, or what could have been a jump ball, they were arguing, was a foul. This time here, they thought Patton did the same. Not the case, according to the men in stripes. And so the Golden Tornado will inbound underneath. They go to Morton, pops a three. This one's long. Rebound pulled down by the Panthers. And now we'll get a blocking foul against Maddox Clement. That will only be his first. Second, though, the half against the Golden Tornado. So four fouls total between both these teams. And we're not even 2 minutes into the third. Giesler running the point for the Panthers. They trail by one. Butler now launches a delayed attack. They swing it corner. Wide open three for Tanner. Gensler does not go. Rebound fought for. Tipped, and Carney pulls it down. He dishes it over to Morton, who brings it up the floor, crossing the timeline, looking to attack. Skips a corner to Patton. Up top to Clement. Launches a three, and he got it. Maddox Clement with 5 points tonight. But here come the Panthers quickly with it the other way. A layup is rejected by Morton at the rim. Rebound, Golden Tornado. They outlet it to Ethan. Ethan skips it up to Carney. Corner to Clement. Clement drives back to Carney. Thought about a three. Nice dish inside to Montag, but the Golden Tornado will pull it back out and get into their offense. Perimeter pass goes to Clement in the corner. Clement looking to drive. Hands it off to Devin Carney. Carney pulls it back out. They get it over to Ethan Morton. Again guarded tightly by Chris Pantelis. Asks for the high screen from Patton. It's a real fake. Drive for Ethan Morton. And an offensive foul against Morton. They say he got a charge. And, man, I don't know about that. I thought he sidestepped the defender. It didn't look like enough to be a charge, and Clement is trying to plead his case, but to no avail. It will be the first foul against Ethan Morton. And block charge is really tough to decipher, and I know he's got to make a call. It just seemed like Morton had done enough to get out of the way, and perhaps the Panther defender sold it a bit, but nonetheless, it will be Upper St. Clair ball. Luke Gensler with it now, racing to the elbow. Kicks it out wide. It is a Pantelis who throws an errant pass that is picked up by the Golden Tornado and then immediately lost. They go underneath. His layup, the Gensler layup, meanwhile, was rejected by Morton. And we've got a timeout taken by the Golden Tornado after Morton was able to recover the ball. And so, with 4:48 to go and a four-point Golden Tornado lead, we'll take a timeout ourselves. Butler leading 39-35. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
It's a 39-35 lead for the Golden Tornado after the full timeout taken by Ethan Morton. 4:48 to go in the third. Butler's got three timeouts left. Full court man-to-man remaining from the Panthers. They get it into Morton. Morton double-team, flips it over to Luke Patton. Patton getting to the top of the key, dishes underneath to a wide-open Mason Montag. Reverse layup up and in. 4 points for Montag and a six-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Panthers move the ball quickly up the floor. It's Tanner Gensler who kicks it back up top to Pantelis, bounces it right back to Gensler. Butler remaining in their 2-3 defense. Open three for Pantelis. Front of the rim, rattles around, does not go. Rebound knocked around, pulled down by the Panthers. It's Pantelis, and he gets called for a travel. Was trying to go underneath, pumped a shot, and then kept dragging the foot, which means the Golden Tornado get it back. 4:22 to go in the third. Ball inbounded to Morton, guarded tightly. They are now able to flip it back to Patton. Patton looking to drive, gets to the elbow, circles back around, and finds Maddox Clement. Clement's pass is knocked away by Gensler. He drives, layup, and the foul. David Pantelis, came away with the steal, raced down the floor, drew the foul from Ethan Morton, and finished at the rim. An opportunity to make this a three-point game, 41-37, Panthers trail. Here comes the first from Pantelis, and the only one, I suppose, and he buried it. Pantelis tonight, 2 of 3 from the line. 4:10 to go in the third, Butler leading by three. But a big 3 points on the turnover for the Golden Tornado. They inbound it to Morton. Ball nearly knocked away, but the Golden Tornado are able to save it, and they will keep possession. Morton with a top of the key, guarded by Pantelis. Step up three. Oh, right in his eye. Ethan Morton for a big three. He's got 17 tonight, 44-38. They float it wing into the hands of Tanner Gensler. Gensler looking to drive, splits defenders, and a reach or a walk. It looks like they may get Luke Patton for a reach foul. And that's going to be Patton's third. So now an interesting decision for Clement. He opts to put Charlie Cranebucker into this game. 15 foul against the Golden Tornado. And that will check Patton out. Patton's been a nice sidecar for Ethan Morton on offense, not to mention the long reach of his defense. Three now for Pantelis off the inbound, and he buried it. Chris Pantelis, that is. He's got eight. Back to a three-point ball game, and we've got an off-the-ball foul. It will be David Pantelis called for the reach. And I'd have to imagine this is something that's going to have to be monitored a little bit more because the double team of Morton is very, very physical. And they've been doing that on the inbound. Morton trying to escape. They get it in deep to Cranebucker. Cranebucker flips it back to Ethan, who is guarded by Pantelis. Upper St. Clair retreats, so it's one-on-one from Morton and Pantelis as he brings it up the floor. Morton works to his right, finds open Charlie Cranebucker underneath, out to Maddox Clement, open three. It is long, and the rebound is pulled down by the Panthers. Floating a pass to Pantelis, scoop layup is up. That is no good. Morton comes away with a rebound. He zooms a pass up to Mason Montag, who gets fouled on his way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. Andrew Casey came from behind and got him on the arm as Montag may have been trying to send that one in. Indeed, it is against Casey. It will be his third, and it will be the fourth against the Panthers. The first from Montag is no good. 44-41. Butler in front. 3:14 to go in the third. Here comes the second for Montag. That one is good. Butler now up by four. Driving is Giesler. Kicks out wide. Corner pass. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Panthers. They outlet it to Pantelis. Drive slips it underneath to David Pantelis, who then finds a wide open Tanner Gensler, who finishes the layup. 45-43. Butler in front. Morton working his way through the double team. Skips it across to Devin Carney as they cross the timeline. Now open underneath to Mason Montag. He's fouled on the way up. And Montag will go to the line to shoot a pair. And that foul will be against Chris Pantelis, who will now pick up his third. So an interesting decision for Danny Holzer. He's been the main defender tonight against Ethan Morton. Montag, 1-2 from the line. He hits the first. Ben Sandusky will check in, but he comes in for Andrew Casey, who's also got three for the Panthers. Butler back up by three, 46-43. Here comes the second for Montag. That one rattles around, does not go, and the rebound is pulled down by the Panthers. They float a pass to Pantelis, top of the key, kicks left. Corner to David Pantelis, launches a three. That one is long. Rebound fought for, knocked around. Giesler comes away with it. Drives, kicks out wide to Tanner. Gensler, three. Front of the rim does not go. Maddox Clement with the board. Outlet to Cranebacher, flips it back to Maddox. Maddox working left side wing, behind the back, loses that ball loose, but he's able to recover. Launches a pass corner to Montag. Montag will then throw it away to David Pantelis. Pantelis then has it ripped away, but it falls into Chris Pantelis' hand. Spin move on the inside for Gensler. He misses the layup, and Morton comes down with the rebound. Faces a double team, outlets it up top to Carney. Carney looking to drive, jumper from the elbow. He's fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot a pair. A bit of a hectic few possessions for both teams, but ultimately resulting in Carney at the line. And now we've got Luke Giesler picking up his third. And again, interesting decisions for Holzer. Doesn't look like he's got any substitutes coming in. And so he'll have two players in this ballgame with three fouls each. The first from Carney is no good. So the Golden Tornado tonight, 4-7 from the line, working with a three-point lead. Here comes the second for Carney. This one is good. 10 points tonight for the freshman. Butler now showing full court pressure. David Pantelis with it, going to the top of the key. Nearly lost it, but he's able to recover and dish it back out to Chris Pantelis. Long three, and he buried it. 11 points tonight for Chris Pantelis. And Morton's pass is intercepted. On the other end, Chris Pantelis, layup rejected by Morton. Morton comes down with the board, and we've got a foul against Upper St. Clair. And Holzer is ticked off. He is livid with the official. And we are at 1-1 with 1:40 to go in the third. And the Upper St. Clair student section also joining in on the fun. 47-46 the score, and Morton will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. It's been a physical second half, and we're going to be in this one for the long haul, my friends. Bonus in the third. So Morton, he's got a three this quarter, 17 points tonight. The first one is up and in. Butler now back up to a two-point lead. But again, the full court pressure the Panthers are giving have presented some issues for Butler. However, when you're playing that physical of a game in the front court, you have a tendency to pick up some fouls away from the ball as Morton buries the second. So Butler now back up by three, 49-46, 1:38 to go. Giesler slashing through the defense, kicks out left. Pantelis going underneath, and the pass is intercepted. Morton comes away with it. It's a three-on-two. Morton hands it off to Maddox Clement. Layup up and in. Maddox finishes at the rim. Panthers push it up the floor quickly, and a lob pass results in a foul. Charlie Cranebacher, trying to go for the steal, runs into the body of Tanner Gensler. So Cranebacher will pick up his first. It will be the six against the Golden Tornado. So the Panthers now just one away from the bonus. 51-46, Butler in front. 1:21 to go in the third. Ball inbounded to Tanner Gensler. He puts it on the deck, splits defenders, works his way to the paint, turns around, spin move. His shot is short, but Sandusky there for the rebound. His putback is up and in. Ben Sandusky, he's not the tallest guy on the floor, but he's a hard worker. 51-48, a kicking violation as Martin tried to get it up to Clement. So Butler will inbound underneath. 1:06 to go in the third. Clement chucks it deep to Montag, and the pass connects on at the wing. Now they will find it back to Clement, who then hands it off to Martin. Martin drives! Offensive foul! It's Tanner Gensler there to take the charge, and now that will be Morton's third. Two of them coming on the offensive side, both called by the same official. Inside of a minute, three-point lead for the Golden Tornado in the third. Giesler triggers to his left to Pantelis. He drives, kicks out wide to Chris Pantelis, launches a three. That does not go. Morton fights for the board and comes away with it. Splits defenders, now works to his right. Ball loose on the floor, and it's a rip away by Chris Pantelis, finding Gensler in transition. His layup is up and in. Carney will bounce or try to get it to Clement, but the pass will be kicked again by Pantelis. 33.2 seconds to go. A little bit of the momentum now swinging the way of the Panthers. 1-point lead for the Golden Tornado, 51-50. Carney to inbound. He is able to connect to Ethan Morton. Again, guarded by Chris Pantelis. Both of those players playing with three fouls. Carney now picks up his dribble, dishes it over to Morton. Morton drives, and we've got a blocking foul. That one was close. Trying to take the charge was Luke Giesler, but I think he sent the body down. I know I'm from Butler, but I like that call. And now that will be the fourth against Luke Giesler. He's been the main trigger guy for the Panthers tonight. We mentioned that as a possible issue for Upper St. Clair. Danny Holzer opting to leave his guys with three fouls in this ballgame. So Morton will get a chance to shoot two at the line. He buries the first. Andrew Casey will check in. He's also got three fouls. 52-50, Butler in front. Here comes the second for Morton. It rattles around and falls. 20 seconds to go in the third. Butler leading by three. Dahlem is the trigger man. Goes corner to Pantelis. Three ball does not go. Long board, though, goes to the Panthers. Racing for the layup. His shot is no good, but the putback falls by Andrew Casey. 53-52, 5 seconds to go. Carney double team, launches it up, pass is stolen. 1 second to go. They're gonna wave the shot off. Casey didn't get it off in time. He had a wide open layup, but they say it was still in the hands, and so they wipe off the basket at the end of the quarter, which means the Golden Tornado stay in front. Tough call for the men in stripes, but they say no good. 53-52 the score. Fourth quarter action coming up next right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Get a better response and a better return on your investment at your next corporate or charity event by booking an outing at one of America's premier golf courses, Old Stonewall Golf Club. Located in Elwood City, just 40 minutes north of downtown Pittsburgh, Old Stonewall offers you an event you can have confidence in from start to finish. Their event prices can save you $25 to $50 per golfer, and it includes green fees, cart, use of their driving range, locker room facilities, and even a golf shop credit. For more information, visit oldstonewall.com. That's O-L-D-E, stonewall.com.
It's home show time, and Mars Bank has two great home show specials. To make your home improvement dreams come true, right now get a Mars Bank home equity loan for as low as 3.79% APR. That's as low as 3.79% APR. Don't own a home? Register for one of our five free first-time homebuyer events. Learn about grants you can use toward your down payment. Learn more at marsbank.com, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Mars Bank, MLS number 594084.
Well, friends, it doesn't get much better than this. A one-point game heading into the fourth quarter of a quarterfinal. This is good. We've got 8 minutes on the clock to determine who moves on to the Whippeel semifinals. And Upper St. Clair will begin the fourth with the ball. Chris Pantelis moving to his right. Inside pass goes to Gensler. Gensler pumps, working his way on the low block against Martin. Layup up, does not go. Rebound ripped down by Luke Patton. Now Morton facing a double team has to bounce it up top to Patton. Patton will skip it up top to Carney. Carney now sprinting on the left side, pulls up 15-foot jumper, and he got it! The freshman recording his 12th point, 55-52, Golden Tornado lead. Trigger pass is deflected by Carney, goes out of bounds, and so the Panthers will keep the ball. Chris Pantelis will inbound to David Pantelis. Works to his left, guarded by Clement and Carney. Now entry pass goes to Sandusky. Sandusky driving, elbow, pass off the foot of Clement, kicking violation. Panthers will inbound again on the baseline this time. 7:21 to go, 3-point lead for Butler. Panthers to inbound, Casey lobs it in deep to Pantelis. Swings it over to Tanner Gensler. Gensler has the ball knocked away. Morton comes away with it and draws the foul. Upper St. Clair was hoping for either a held ball or a steal, but instead we've got a foul. Is it against Tanner Gensler? Yeah, that's who they're going to get it against. It will be his third, and that's the ninth against the Panthers, which means still 1-1 for the Golden Tornado. 3-point lead, 7:14 to go in regulation. Front end of the 1-1 from Morton is good. 22 points tonight for the junior. 56-52, Butler leads. And here comes the second. That one is good as well. Big pair of free throws from Morton. 57-52, David Pantelis hands it off to Sandusky. Races up to the top of the key before bouncing it to Pantelis. Over to the other Pantelis. Pantelis drives, layup off the glass, does not go. Morton rips down a rebound. Now moving up the floor, crosses the timeline. Right side wing, crossover move, getting to the inside, nearly lost it, facing a double team. Tosses it back up to Luke Patton. Patton will then drive a bit before handing off to Morton. Gets the high screen, drives, and a blocking foul against Chris Pantelis, and that will be his fourth. So Danny Holzer has been gambling with the defense of Pantelis. And that will now send Morton to the line to shoot two. And you go back and forth as the first one is up and no good by Ethan. You know, I think to get into a mind of a coach, can we win this game if this guy is out? Chris Pantelis, he's been the main defender. He's scored 11 points tonight. And right now it looks like Danny Holzer believes that's not going to be an option. He's got to play with four. The second one from Morton is good. 58-56, Butler leading. 6:42 to go. Giesler with it, driving right side, flips it off to Sandusky. Ball loose on the floor, but the Panthers recover. Bounce back up top to Chris Pantelis. Swung along to Tanner Gensler. Three ball halfway down, does not go. Scribner rips down the board. He outlets to Morton. Morton facing the double team, flips it up to Devin Carney, who then tosses it to Patton. Inside to Scribner, skips a corner to Clement. Clement launching a three. No, it's an air ball. And Upper St. Clair comes away with it. They now race down the floor. It's David Pantelis with a layup up and in. And a timeout taken by the Panthers. We got to take a timeout ourselves, friends. 58-54 the score. Golden Tornado in front. 6:11 to go in the fourth. It's Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home court advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlin. And at Conlin Tarker, we believe that attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities they serve. That's why we are proud sponsors of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you if you've been involved in any type of accident that has resulted in personal injury or death. After all, there's a reason they call it a home court advantage. Learn more at ConlinTarker.com or call for a free case evaluation. Conlin Tarker, we fight for you.
It's a 4-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. 6:11 to go in the fourth, and we've got many storylines to follow in terms of what's going on inside this ballgame. Chris Pantelis, I think he's played every minute of this game. He's got four fouls for Upper St. Clair. Luke Giesler, he's also been in this game for many minutes. He's got four fouls for the Panthers. Three for Tanner Gensler, three for Andrew Casey. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, they are also dealing with some foul trouble. Ethan Morton with three, Luke Patton with three, Isaiah Scribner with three. But the first time out of the game by Upper St. Clair has them in a full court man-to-man defense after the made bucket by David Pantelis. Golden Tornado trigger into Patton, who then flips it over to Carney. Carney looking to drive to his right. Step back, faces the double team, and swings it over to Morton. Guarded tightly by David Pantelis. Now double team. Morton driving the middle of the lane, kicks out wide to Clement. Open three. Got it! It rattled around and fell. Big three for Clement, 61-54. Butler in front. Kiesler drives, kicks out wide. Gensler goes corner. Pantelis, three ball. Halfway down, does not go. Rebound, though, pulled down by the Panthers. Pantelis flips it to the other Pantelis. High off the glass and in. That was David Pantelis recording the points. Patton gets it into Devin Carney, who brings it up the floor. 5:30 to go in the fourth. 5-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Carney, entry pass goes to Patton. Flips it up top to Scribner, who then dishes it over to Carney. Facing a double team, Carney moves to his left, drives the lane, leaves it for Scribner, and he sends it in! 4 points for Scribs, 63-56. Panthers racing the other way. It's Kiesler going to the low block. Picks up his dribble, skips it out wide to Gensler. Thought about the three, instead will drive. Gets to the elbow and dishes it back up top to Sandusky. Sandusky moving to his right. Baseline pass goes to Giesler. Butler remaining in the 2-3. Pass is floated, intercepted, and we got a foul against the Panthers. And let's see who it's on. They're going to get it against Luke Giesler, and he will pick up his fifth foul. Danny Holzer is going to take all the 30 seconds he has, or rather 20 seconds, I believe. So Andrew Casey will come into this game. 10th team foul against the Panthers. That means Maddox Clement to the line to shoot two. First one is good. Here comes the second from Maddox. That one's long, no good. Rebound upper St. Clair. They race it up the floor. It's Pantelis over to the other Pantelis. Tanner Gensler goes corner. Three ball for Andrew Casey is short. Rebound loose on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. The arrow favoring the Golden Tornado. 8-point lead for Butler, 64-56. Ethan Dahlem into this game for Upper St. Clair. He checks in for Andrew Casey. Butler will stack them horizontally on the baseline. Patton will get it in to Morton. Morton racing up the floor. Gets to the wing, goes underneath to Scribner, and they say it went off Isaiah Scribner and out of bounds. I don't know about that. Upper St. Clair, though, will get the ball back. I thought for certain a Panther defender got a hand on that and knocked it wide. 64-56, Butler leads, 4:39. Triggered right to Tanner Gensler. Back up top to Pantelis. Swung along to Casey, inside to Sandusky. Jump stop. Layup, no good. Rebound fought for. Patton comes away with it. Patton now facing a triple team in the corner. Bounces it over to Morton, who fires it up to Carney. Three on one. Ooh, errant pass, but Scribner pulls it down. Corner to Clement. It doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Upper St. Clair. They outlet it to Casey. Casey goes corner to David Pantelis. He launches a three, and he buried it. 64-59, timeout taken by Upper St. Clair. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. Butler leading by five. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Life High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
5-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. It's 64-59, 4:08 to go after the second timeout taken by Upper St. Clair. So both teams with three timeouts. Golden Tornado with 17 fouls, so if they were to foul, USC would be in the 1-1. Meanwhile, Butler will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. Patton triggers into Carney. Full court pressure from Upper St. Clair. Now over to Patton. Patton crosses the timeline up to Clement. Back up top to Carney. Carney will drive. Go underneath to Patton. Swung out corner. Three ball from Clement. This one does not go. Rebound pulled down by Patton. He's pushed from behind on the putback. And so Luke Patton will go to the line to shoot a pair. And that foul looks like it will be on Tanner Gensler, who will pick up his fourth. Yeah, so there's a number of foul players in foul trouble for the Panthers right now. Chris Pantelis with four, Tanner Gensler with four. Luke Geisler has fouled out with five as Luke Patton makes the first. 8 points tonight for Patton. Here comes the second for Luke. This one is no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Upper St. Clair. Up top is Chris Pantel, swings over to David Pantelis. Now Gensler has it on the right side wing. Butler remaining in there 2-3. Actually, it's more of a 2-1-2 look, I suppose. Gensler driving, kicking out wide to David Pantelis. He puts it on the deck, comes back to the top of the key. Again, a 6-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Pantelis over to the other Pantelis. Three is good! 14 points tonight for Chris Pantelis. Back to a three-point game, 65-62. 3:25 to go in regulation. Patton top of the key. Spin move at the top. Hands it off to Carney. Carney now will continue to dribble out in the front court. Picks up his dribble. In trouble. Lobs it over to Ethan Morton. Morton working through two defenders. Has to split them. Goes underneath and has a pass intercepted. Tanner Gensler stepping in front of it. Morton tried to feed it to Scribner. Panthers with an opportunity to at least tie this game. 3 minutes to go in the fourth. David Pantelis has it top of the key. Swings to his left. Long three for Chris Pantelis as well. Short. Luke Patton pulls down the board. He splits defenders. Bounces it up to Scribner. Scribner swings it over to Carney, but that pass is stolen. David Pantelis versus Morton one-on-one the other way. However, a few bounce passes and a foul will be committed by the Golden Tornado underneath Devin Carney. Coming from behind, that will send Upper St. Clair to the line to shoot the 1-1. Eighth team foul against the Golden Tornado. Mason Montag will come in for Isaiah Scribner. It will be David Pantelis at the line to shoot the 1-1. Tonight, he is 2 of 3. Wipes the sweat from his brow. Takes a few dribbles. Spins it in his hands. Takes another few dribbles. Lets this one go. No good. Long rebound pulled down by Montag. Flips it back to Morton and a timeout taken by the Golden Tornado. We'll take a timeout too. 2:40 to go. 65-62. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Triple Life High School Sports Network.
With Z-Bart, it's us or rust since 1959. Z-Shield paint protection, Z-Gloss paint coating, Aquapel rain repellent, auto detailing, window tinting, rust protection, truck accessories, remote starters, and auto glass replacement. Z-Bart, located in McKeesport, is there for all matters of protecting the look and accessories to your vehicle. Learn more about the products at zbart.com, spelled Z-I-E-B-A-R-T.com.
Still a lot of basketball, all things considered. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in regulation. The Golden Tornado leading by three, 65-62. And they will inbound underneath. A jump ball, by the way, right now will go to Upper St. Clair. Actually, check that. They're going to inbound on the sideline. Right now, a jump ball will go to Upper St. Clair. Butler would be shooting two no matter what at the line. Upper St. Clair would still be shooting 1-1 if fouls are given. Morton breaks away from a defender, working left side wing. Now trying to drive baseline, works his way for a layup. Contact on the way up, no call. Rebound being fought for, and we do indeed have a jump ball. And it will go to Upper St. Clair. Butler bench pleading for a foul on the Morton layup to no avail. And so again, the Panthers with an opportunity to tie this up. They trail by three. Entry pass goes to Sandusky. Low block. Bounces it back up top to Chris Pantelis. Swung out wide to Tanner Gensler. Guarding by Devin Carney as Butler remains in the 2-3. Chris Pantelis now with the top of the key. Swings it across to David Pantelis. Corner to Andrew Casey. Down underneath to Chris Pantelis. Back to Casey in the corner. He dribbles it back up top to get it into the hands of David Pantelis. He now triggers to his right. It is Gensler. Gensler putting it on the floor, working his way to the elbow. Floats a pass. It connects to Pantelis, who then swings it back to Gensler. Thought about a three. Pumps it. Now will drive. Hands it off to Sandusky. Layup up. Oh, it was halfway down. It doesn't go. Patton pulls down the rebound, and he draws the foul. That foul committed by David Pantelis. He only had one, so that will be his second. And that will send Luke Patton to the line to shoot two free throws. Patton tonight, one of two. Butler had this at an 8-point lead. It was 64-56. But since that time, Upper St. Clair has been on a 6-1 run as Patton misses the first. It hasn't been a pretty day for the Golden Tornado at the free throw line. I don't have the exact stats for you. We'll get that at the end of the game. Second one from Patton. That one is no good either. Rebound goes to Upper St. Clair. They rush it up the floor and then settle down the offense. It's David Pantelis who triggers over to Gensler. Gensler spin move, looking to drive, gets into the paint, and will be called for a travel. Ball back to the Golden Tornado. Tried to come down simultaneously, but he was off, and he had launched on a pivot foot. So technically putting that third step down, which means we've got a violation. Butler with the ball back. 1:38 to go, 65-62. Butler in front. And an offensive foul against Ethan Morton. He was trying to get away from David Pantelis, and he gets called for the offensive foul, which now means Ethan Morton will be playing this ball game with four personal fouls. The double team has been effective for Upper St. Clair on the inbound. And now a 30-second timeout will be taken by Upper St. Clair. 1:38 to go. The Butler bench trying to argue that it was a bit of a flop. To be honest with you folks, my eyes were a bit diverted. I didn't have on my eyes on what happened there. I did see just an Upper St. Clair defender on the ground, and so they opted to go with the push-off from Ethan Morton. So again, Morton playing with four fouls for the Golden Tornado, Patton playing with three. For Upper St. Clair, Chris Pantelis playing with four fouls, along with Tanner Gensler. Those two are their leading scorers left in this game. Gensler with 13, Chris Pantelis with 14. And for my money, I don't have exact notes in front of me, but I don't recall either of those players at any point touching the bench here. I think they've been in this for the long haul, as has Ethan Morton. So 1:38 to go. Panthers with an opportunity to draw something up on the baseline. They launch it in deep to Chris Pantelis. Swings it over to Tanner Gensler. Gensler looking to drive. Skips it out wide. David Pantelis open three. And Luke Patton comes through for a foul. So David Pantelis will go to the line to shoot three. And Luke Patton will pick up his fourth. Just came through. May have grazed the arm, but enough to warrant a foul call. No question, David Pantelis doing a nice job of selling that to the official as well. Hey, that's what they teach him. Here comes the first for David Pantelis, where he is 2 of 3 tonight. Check that, he's 2 of 4 and now 2 of 5. So Butler remains in a 3-point lead with 1:30 to go. Both teams 10 fouls apiece, so it's double bonus the rest of the way. Both teams with two timeouts left. Pantelis, who takes his time at the line, launches the second. That one falls. 65-63. And here comes the third for Pantelis, trying to make this a 1-point ball game. He connects. 65-64. Patton trying to get it in. He finds Carney. Carney racing up the floor. Skips it over to Montag. Montag floats it up top to Morton, who comes down with it. Morton now will circle back out to the top of the key. Facing contact, he's able to swing around all of it and then lob it over to Clement, who then swings it right back to Morton, and he will draw the foul. It will be Andrew Casey, who came from behind and bumped him. 1:14 to go in the fourth. And that now will be Andrew Casey's fourth. Morton with a big pair of free throws here. Butler leading by one. First one, good. 25 points tonight for Morton. Second, rattles around and falls. Butler now back up by three, 67-64. Pantelis triggers to his right to Gensler. He puts it on the deck, driving baseline, layup up, no good, rebound Montag. He hands it off to Morton. Morton working his way up the sideline, skips it up to Maddox Clement. Clement now will be double-teamed, and a very good timeout taken by Mac Clement. 58 seconds to go. Butler will inbound on the sideline. Full timeout taken by the Golden Tornado. I believe they have one more. They don't have it up on the scoreboard, but I've tried to keep the notes for you. Again, 67-64, the Golden Tornado in front. 58 seconds here left in regulation. The Golden Tornado have 10 fouls, upper, 10 fouls plus. It's double bonus. It's double bonus for both teams. So if a foul were to occur on either side, they would go to the line to shoot two. Right now, a jump ball would favor the Golden Tornado. And again, I think everyone who is listening to this hopefully knows the implications. A trip to the semifinals, which also guarantees a trip to the state tournament. The loser of this game would become the winner's biggest fans because it's follow the leader style in 6A, which means whoever wins the championship, the 15 that comes from the Whippeal 6A classification would have to be the team that lost in the quarterfinals to the eventual champion. But of course, you just want an opportunity to play for a shot to go to the Peterson Event Center. The Golden Tornado have done it once before, and they are hoping to get back to the semifinals, and they need to hold on to a lead as they lead by three, 67-64. They come out of the timeout with Luke Patton to inbound. Maddox Clement circles back around. Patton will just lob it in deep, and he connects to Ethan Morton. Morton now races up the floor, goes to the timeline, picks up his dribble, and swings it over to Carney. Spin move by Carney. Working against Sandusky. He gets double teamed. They go inside to Patton. Ball loose on the floor. Patton is able to recover. A jump ball is called. Wow. The arrow favors the Golden Tornado. Man, I didn't see a jump ball there. Either way, the Golden Tornado may catch a break. They will inbound with 43.2 seconds to go. It will be Luke Patton to do it. Guarding the inbounder is Tanner Gensler. Patton looking, he just lobs it in deep again. Patton comes down with it, or rather Morton comes down with it and draws the foul. David Pantelis face guarding Morton, a la NFL pass interference. They threw it up. Pantelis with the face guard just ran through the body of Ethan Morton. That will send Morton to the line with an opportunity to make this a two-possession game. 41.8 seconds to go in the fourth. Morton will shoot two. Here comes the first from Ethan. That is good, and a big shot for the junior. 27 points tonight for Morton. The Golden Tornado will clear the paint. Here comes the second. It is up. It rattles around and falls. Now the Panthers race up the floor. It's David Pantelis, Butler remaining in the 2-3 defense. Triggers over to Chris Pantelis. Three is short. Rebound loose on the floor. And we're going to get a jump ball with the arrow favoring Upper St. Clair. 33.1 seconds to go. 69-64. The Golden Tornado in front. It will be Andrew Casey to inbound underneath. Casey gets it into Gensler. He drives, layup, no good. Offensive board by the Panthers, and a foul and one as Ben Sandusky got the offensive board and drew the foul. Mason Montag called for the arm. That will send Sandusky to the line with an opportunity to make this a two-point ball game. 69-66, 28.2 seconds to go. Sandusky with 14 points tonight, his first trip to the line. The and one is up and good. Two-point lead for the Golden Tornado, 69-67. They inbound to Morton. He goes back to Patton. Patton racing through the defense. Ball nearly stripped. They are able to get it to Ethan. Ethan will drive, circle back around, and draw the foul. The Panthers thought they had a steal, but instead they call a reach against Upper St. Clair with 19.7. And it's against David Pantelis. He will pick up his fourth personal foul. Morton guaranteed to shoot two in the double bonus. The first is on the way and good. 3-point ball game. Morton can make it a two-possession game. Butler again will clear the paint. Shot is up and good. Panthers let it roll. Pantelis picks it up. Drives, kicks out wide, passes tip, but able to be recovered by USC. Now Gensler going underneath to Sandusky. Drives, layup, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Montag, and he is fouled. 9.3 seconds to go. Again, Upper St. Clair with a timeout. The Golden Tornado with a timeout. So theoretically, if the Panthers come down, they can still burn a timeout and stop the clock. But Mason Montag could make this game very difficult for Upper St. Clair to win if he buries these two shots. The foul was committed by Tanner Gensler, by the way, who picks up his fifth foul. He's out of this ballgame. Ethan Dahlem will check in. Montag tonight from the line, 2 of 4. He's got 6 points total. You can make it 7 as he hits the first. 72-67, 9.3 seconds. The second one rattles around and falls. 73-67. Pantelis picks it up at half court. Fires a three. Got it! Timeout Upper St. Clair with 5.4. They've got life. Give David Pantelis credit. 12 points in this quarter. 16 points. He's only a sophomore. And so Danny Holzer has to either draw up a play that will get a steal, that will force a five-second. Of course, the Golden Tornado with a timeout in their pocket, they could burn one so they could have another opportunity to inbound. But this is really a trap, and hope that you can get a steal, because even sending some Golden Tornado player to the line, whoever that may be, it would be a very, very small chance that he would miss two and that you would be able to get a three and get it off in time. So this is definitely a must-steal situation, in my opinion, for Upper St. Clair. For the Golden Tornado, again, it's been Ethan Morton at the line. In this fourth quarter, they've only hit three field goals. A jumper from Devin Carney, a three for Carney, and then Isaiah Scribner with a layup. Outside of that, it's been free throws, and Ethan Morton has carried the load. It will be Luke Patton to inbound. The Golden Tornado will stack them horizontally. 73-70, 5.4 seconds to go in this quarterfinal game. Patton gets it into Morton. Morton in the corner, and he is fouled, which will send Morton to the line with 3.2. And for the most part, if he can hit one of these, the Golden Tornado should hang on to win. By my count, Ethan Morton with 30 points tonight, hoping to add on to that total. First for Morton is good. As he asks the sideline to get loud, Matt Clement will take a timeout. And for the most part, I think it's fairly safe to say Butler should be moving on to the semifinals. But Matt Clement wants to have one more final word with his troops to make sure everyone's on the same page and knows the scenario. You got an extra timeout, you might as well use it. 74-70, the Golden Tornado in front, 3.2 seconds to go here in this game. Coming up inside this Cannon McMillan Gymnasium after this, it's going to be a good one. Mount Lebanon and Fox Chapel, you can hear that call on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Butler was the only 130 game, the rest of the 6A bracket to be determined. As we've got Pine, Richland, and Peters Township. All these games, by the way, can be heard on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Pine, Richland, Peters Township, that game at North Hills. Latrobe and Cannon McMillan, that game at Norwin. Again, all for trips to go to the semifinals. And here comes the second for Morton. That one is good. Upper St. Clair will inbound with 3.2. They chuck it deep, actually. It's not going to connect, and it goes into the stands. And so the Golden Tornado will inbound, and they will move on to the semifinals. It's an upset, that's for certain. They were the 5 seed. Upper St. Clair was the 4 seed. I guess I shouldn't say it was an upset, but logically speaking, in the seeds, they were able to pull it off. Patton to inbound, lobs it in deep. Morton comes down with it, and the Golden Tornado are going to the semifinals after a 75-70 win over Upper St. Clair. We'll recap it next right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous.
Get your free consultation right at home. Just go to budgetblinds.com or call Budget Blinds of Butler at 724-234-4311. That's 724-234-4311 for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. Budget Blinds of Butler, Route 8 South in Penn Township.
The 11-time county champion Butler Mock Trial Team extends their best wishes to the Butler boys basketball team on their quest for a WPIAL championship. Congratulations to the team for a great season. Sponsored by the law firm of Boyer, Polisic & Eberle and attorney Jerry V. Polisic.
Casey's Carpet can handle any of your flooring needs. Family owned and operated for 28 years, Casey's Carpet has the experience you're looking for. Carpet installs, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile, stone, porcelain tile, and hardwood. Award-winning flooring and install from Casey's Carpet. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit Casey's Carpet in North Versailles or caseyscarpet.com. If you want to do your part for a healthy environment and recycling, then consider Environmental Coordination Services and Recycling. ECSNR assists with recycling health and safety for commercial, residential, and academic sectors. This includes consulting for hazardous waste management, environmental health and safety training, industrial cleaning, and chemical and electronic recycling. They serve Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, and West Virginia. There's a ton of great information about using their environmental services and knowledge at ECSR.net.
It's always a good day for Charlie's Philly Steaks. Located in malls and outlets all over Pennsylvania and Ohio. Satisfy your hunger with Philly cheesesteaks. We're talking 100% USDA beef, gourmet fries, and 100% real fruit lemonade. To find a location nearest you, visit charlies.com. That's charlies.com. Our taste is unmatched the world over.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Final score 75-70. The Butler Golden Tornado come away with a huge win over Upper St. Clair. And it was done, in most part, thanks to Ethan Morton from the line. How about this? 17 of 18 for Morton from the line. Outside of that, it wasn't a great day at the charity stripe for the Golden Tornado. You had Devin Carney, 1 of 2. Maddox Clement, 1 of 2. Luke Patton, 1 of 4. And Mason Montag, 4 of 6. But Butler was able to do enough to come away with a win. So we take a look at scoring totals for Upper St. Clair. We'll start there. Very balanced scoring. Five players in double digits. Their leading scorer with David Pantelis, a sophomore, registering 16 points. 15 points for Ben Sandusky, 14 points for Chris Pantelis, 13 points for Tanner Gensler, 10 points for Luke Geisler, and 2 points for Andrew Casey. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, it was Ethan Morton. He registered 32 points in this ball game and played just a phenomenal game from start to finish on the defensive side of it, hitting the boards, and then obviously being able to win the game from the free throw line coming down the stretch. I mean, we have seen his talent, but just a tremendous game from the junior tonight. How about Devin Carney? 15 points for the freshman. Devin Carney having himself one heck of a game. He also had 4 threes and was 1 of 2 from the line. 8 points each. Maddox Clement with 8. 8 points for Luke Patton and 8 points for Mason Montag. 4 points for Isaiah Scribner, including two, actually both of them, were slam dunks. So the Golden Tornado total, 24 of 32 from the line. So Butler moves on to the semifinal. And who will they play? Well, it could be a familiar foe. Pine Richland taking on Peters Township. That game going on, at least it should be going on, right now at North Hills. 3 o'clock start there. On the other side of the bracket, it's Latrobe and Cannon McMillan, Mount Lebanon and Fox Chapel, which is actually happening right here. Both these teams warming up at the Cannon McMillan gym. You can hear that call on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. But it was a fun one, my friends. This is what you draw up when you get to the postseason in Whippeal 6A basketball. This was fun from start to finish, and we'll do it again on Wednesday. Final score, the Butler Golden Tornado defeat Upper St. Clair 75-70 and advance to the Whippeal 6A semifinals. A big thanks to Anthony Wilson back at the studio. A big thanks to our sponsors for helping put this on the air. We'll talk to you Wednesday, my friends. The Golden Tornado roll on in the Whippeal postseason playoffs. Final score, 75-70 over Upper St. Clair. You have been listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
You have been listening to Butler Golden Tornado Basketball on WBUT 1050 AM and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you in part by Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System, the law firm of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, your local McDonald's restaurants, Keelan Dental, Conlon Tarker Attorneys at Law, Budget Blinds of Butler, The Bus, and Butler Transit Authority, Mars Bank, Attorney Jerry Polisic, Old Stonewall Golf Club. Thank you for listening to this edition of Butler Golden Tornado Basketball. This has been a live presentation of WBUT 1050 AM and the Butler Radio Network.